The Sugar Beet Report on the Red River Farm Network, news for the sugar beet industry, brought to you in part by Corteva Agriscience, Premium Ag Solutions, and Syngenta. MR Consulting owner Mark Ramsey is our guest. Mark, it looks like the sugar beet crop here in the Northern Valley is further ahead than any place else.
Yeah, and it is because we got started on the 23rd, 22nd, 24th of April putting them in. And we had good moisture to start with. Then it started to dry out, cold and dry. And that next stuff seeded, it's okay, but the stands are adequate at best.
Was emergence an issue?
To start with, it really wasn't, but then it kind of became one as the crop, as it kind of laid there for too long in the cold, dry ground. And then we caught a rain, and then they all came up.
Weed control too or not?
Weed control's been phenomenal. So far, the Roundup looks like it's working very well. We've hit it timely-wise where we've had some bright, bright sunny days and some warmer temperatures when we did the Roundup applications, and things look like they're dying pretty nice.
The Sugar Beet Report on the Red River Farm Network, brought to you in part by H&S Manufacturing and Sess Vanderhoff.